This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I was just wondering, to get to Switzerland, how difficult was it for you to get there, and what is life for you right now in Switzerland like?
Well, it was quite easy to get here. I left right after at the beginning of last week, and the transfer from Buffalo through Chicago to Zurich was still smooth and clean and simple. And being a Swiss citizen, it was easy to enter the country. Life here, you know, I just came off a conference call with the coaches, and it sounds like life here is pretty similar to what people in Buffalo are feeling, and or in Chicago, where it's, you know, it's very quiet, and people are extremely careful in their movement and quite disciplined and respectful for the situation, which we all need to be. But you know, the fear factor is in the air. You know, with Italy, Spain, France, Germany kind of surrounding Switzerland, there is a lot of buzz and, of course, hope that you know, that things get under control soon.
Ralph, Lance Blasowski from the Buffalo News. Can you just describe what it was like being in Montreal and learning that the season was suspended, and I guess just the hours, you know, after that, and just the reaction from the players, reaction from the coaching staff, and what that was like for the team at that point?
Well, it all began really the evening before. Every so often we have a team dinner, and we happened to have it the night before the game in Montreal. And during that dinner, the news broke about the two NBA players testing positive, and everything just kind of started unraveling from there. We weren't sure where that would take us. We began the game day in Montreal as if we were going to play. The coaches headed to the arena, and actually, just about when we got to the arena, we heard that it was, you know, we needed to return to the hotel. And you know, Jason Botterill spoke to the team, and we found out the reality of our situation. And it was shocking at the time. We were in high intensity into the season, and suddenly, you know, the ground just fell out from underneath us, and we're extremely disappointed that we weren't able to play those 13 games to date, and hopefully something still pops up here, and we're still hanging on to that hope. But the day itself was shocking. It was very, very well managed by the National Hockey League and by our management. You know, we were quickly back on an airplane, returned home, and everybody went into their own quarters and quarantine from the moment we arrived home. And I think as far as I know, everybody has remained in that mode of safety for now, you know, the social distancing and all of that. But the game day itself, it was a blur, and just like I said, it felt like the ground just fell out from underneath us when the season was cut off like that.
Ralph, it's John Worrell with the Associated Press. We all deal with certainty, including yourself, you know, when it comes to, like, the season, and we have routines. How do you deal with this uncertainty, knowing that it's indefinite? And what are you counseling, you know, whether it's, you know, on the coach's call that you were on or your players, what are you counseling them to do right now? And how difficult is this?
Well, it's as we all know, it's an extremely challenging situation where At the moment, the pause is the best word, and we are, you know, we're only just over a week into this, and we've kind of left the players alone for now. The coaches were in a ready mode. If for some reason, you know, we get a chance to play some games, we'll be able to take the guys quickly into a mini camp and reactivate them. You know, the players are well aware they need to stay physically fit, and the contact that I'm having with the individual players is clear that they're doing their best under the circumstances to train. Some of them have excellent facilities at home where they're able to, you know, keep themselves in shape. Some are in areas where it's not even easy to go out for runs. You know, in Europe, there's certain locations where you're not, you know, you're really frowned upon to even go out and ride a bike or go for a run right now. So you have to get creative inside. But, you know, staying physically fit, we're not worried. Our players are excellent athletes that way, and we have a good work ethic. It would be, you know, the psychological reentry is something that we're preparing more than anything if it happens. And again, doing a mini camp and getting ready to play whatever games we'd be asked to play. But it's a difficult situation, like it is for everybody that's listening on this call right now, because you said it right off the hop. We're people that are used to having clear destinations. We know exactly where we're going, whether it's in a good time or bad time, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable. We know where we're going, and we're in control of our reaction. And at the moment, all of us feel out of control, and we all feel uncertainty, and we all feel discomfort. And, you know, there is right now, for me, it's all about taking care of your family, your friends, you know, making sure the people of Buffalo, our fan base, are okay and doing the right things. And, you know, for the world beyond, that this challenge gets mastered before it creates and causes more damage. But it's, yeah, it's one of those where sports will be very important out the other end of this. I know that. And we just have to be ready when that call comes, that we do our part to get the world in motion in the right direction again. But you know, not only the NHL is on pause right now, the most of the countries in the Western world are on pause, or in the world period. Yeah.
Ralph, Mike, Buffalo News. When you look at this season, there's really only three outcomes here, you know, and two of them mean your team won't play another game. If you don't play another game this season, obviously that's going to be a disappointment, like you said. Where do you think your club is at this point if they don't get a chance to play from March till September, and how will you look back at this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. It remains hypothetical, so I'd prefer that we do another call if the season did take the version that you said where we didn't play. But at the moment, I'm still hanging on to the possibility of reentry. And where we're at right now is we felt there was a big opportunity of growth in the 13 games ahead. I did not feel any quit in the team. We went through a painful losing streak where the good hockey wasn't good enough because we didn't get the win, but there were things that we felt we needed to build on. Off the tail end of the Washington game, I felt some kind of a release in the group, where they, you know, were getting the importance of challenging multiple playoff teams through the rest of the season and being able to show that we, you know, we belong on the ice with them and can come out with wins. And it's, you know, that if that opportunity doesn't occur, there will be a lesson lost and a phase missed. But every National Hockey League team, whether the ones that, you know, anybody really will lose a certain amount of experience there. And we would just need to make the best out of the situation moving forward. But I think it's too early to do a season end, because I'm trying not to let my brain go there until that plug is actually pulled on us. But we felt like we were in a painful spot, knowing that the playoffs had slipped out of reach, but we also felt there was still a lot of opportunity for growth, and a commitment by the players and and a willingness by the players to stick to the plan, which I think was important at that point. And it, you know, it remains hypothetical for now where we would have gone the rest of the season.
And just a quick follow-up to that, I find myself looking at the schedule. Do you almost find yourself saying, well, yesterday we would have been playing the Rangers, tomorrow we'd be playing Montreal? Are you still kind of in that mode where you know what was coming up each day and you kind of wonder where you'd be right now if it was gone?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, the schedule is up here in my office, and I do wonder, should there be regular season games, what the combination would be and how many, and if. But we all know there's a lot of different possibilities out there. But, yeah, for sure, I think we're all going through a withdrawal. But the health of the world and the health of the people we all care about that are dear to us is certainly taken a priority in a shape and way and form that we have never seen in our lifetimes. And it's got to be a focus on that right now, and that's got to dominate. And, you know, the pain, you know, the predominant pain that I would be feeling right now is for all the people suffering around the planet and all the people in fear. And, you know, you can only hope that we as a group of people around the planet can get together and solve this. And hockey just does take a secondary position at the moment here until we get this cleaned up.
Ralph Lance against the Buffalo News. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Ralph. Joe Yerden from The Athletic. Curious what your routine is now that you don't have, now that there's not hockey involved with it. What is your routine daily?
Well, my routine daily really, and it's interesting because everybody knows I am in Switzerland here with my family, and just trying to use the time. It's not easy, as we all can feel, but I'm definitely trying to exercise in an extreme way to kind of clear the withdrawal that I'm feeling for on a day-to-day basis. But also, you know, bouncing information back and forth with the coaching staff, trying to use this time to, you know, to work on where we want to step in with the players. If we still have games, what do we do? If we don't have games, what do we do? How do we get at them? How do we access the lessons of this season and help them to take another step moving forward whenever that re-entry is? So definitely keeping close contact with the coaches, and then logically with Jason Botterill, Steve Greeley, and Randy Sexton working together with the management team. You know, we're pleased with the signings last week, and continuing to look at ways to possibly access more talent for the future. So there's different times of day to do different things, just keeping the day full from morning to night is feeling like the best thing to do at the moment.
Ralph, it's John Worrell once again. Just speaking of players, you added Brandon Vero. I'm not sure if you know anything about him. And the other question I have is, could you foresee, you know, not to say that I'm pinning you down on this, but could you imagine what it would be like to have a Stanley Cup handed out in September, if that's, you know, that's the major possibility?
Yeah, you know, I really trust and respect the way the National Hockey League has dealt with this to date. And we, you know, I as a head coach just don't have enough information. You know, I know from my experience in Southampton when I was chairman, at the next level, you end up with so much more information on the financial consequences, you know, all the other business sides that go in with the sport. And, you know, whatever decisions are made, we're going to embrace them and we'll do the best with it. But, you know, there's nothing that I cannot imagine as an option here at the moment. We need to do what's best for the league. We need to do what's best for hockey. And the Buffalo Sabres, we need to participate in that process in a way to make sure we continue to keep the game in a healthy position. So let's see what the final decisions are, and then we will, you know, I look forward to helping wherever possible to support that process.
Ralph, it's Lance again from the Buffalo News. Just wondering, have you maintained contact with players? And to your knowledge, how is everybody feeling right now in terms of just physically?
Yeah, there's just text messages flying around right now, and it's Everybody's waiting out these first couple of weeks. I think we all know that there was, you know, there's a 14-day phase here that we're all going to wait out, and then, you know, it's going to take us for sure into April, and, you know, we'll build on the communication as we know what goes on here. But, you know, all we're hearing is guys are staying fit, and they're communicating in a positive way that they also are exercising as much as possible. It's difficult to get on the ice anywhere. Nobody can get on the ice. So that part of our game, you know, we'd be playing catch up if we play again, but you know, they're trying to help where they can in their communities, and everybody's doing the same thing, taking care of family, taking care of friends, taking care of their immediate circles at the moment.
Ralph, it's Phil Hubbard with the Kind Herald. Did you get to address the team one final time before you got off the plane or before you left Montreal or anything?
That's a really good question, because, you know, if anybody would have told me that the meeting we had in the hotel in the afternoon of the Montreal game was going to be the last time we were together in a group, I wouldn't have believed you at that time. We thought we were heading towards practicing together within a short period of time. So it went from that meeting, which was purely organizational, to us dispersing at the airport, and that was it. There was no opportunity, because we all know what happened then and how quickly things changed from not only day to day but hour by hour. And we never did have that final conversation yet. But you know, hopefully that opportunity comes quicker than later.
Okay, thanks everyone for the call today. Ralph, thanks for your time, and we'll talk to everyone soon.
Conference Chris, recording.
Chris, I just wanted to let everybody know too that I'm doing a webinar on Wednesday, which will be an exciting opportunity to at least spread some good experiences from this year into the coaching world. And there's 9 different countries on that call, but I think most of you know that already. And that's the only thing I wanted to add, Chris.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.